The Recovery Board and the National Academy of Public Administration want your ideas on how to prevent waste, fraud, and abuse of Recovery Act money. They're hosting a week-long internet forum to collect those ideas. Lori May is the project director at the National Academy of Public Administration. She's here to talk about how they're doing this forum. Lori, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Francis, for the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners today about our dialogue.
What exactly are you looking for in this dialogue? What information or ideas do you want?
Well, the purpose of the dialogue, it's an interactive, as you said, online dialogue. It's focusing on gathering innovative tools and strategies that the Recovery Board can use to increase accountability and enhance its ability to prevent and detect, as you said, fraud, waste, and abuse. And since the board's creation under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, the board has worked very aggressively to provide American taxpayers with unprecedented accountability regarding the funds allocated by the Recovery Act. And with this dialogue, the Academy, which is hosting the dialogue on behalf of its partner, the Recovery Board, we're leveraging the power of the Internet to solicit input from a diverse group of participants to help the Recovery Board identify new tools and strategies by which it might prevent and detect fraud, waste, and abuse of Recovery Act funds and improve the oversight of Recovery Act spending. And additionally, the board's also interested in ideas related to oversight of all federal spending to see if they're applicable to recovery spending.
How did the Recovery Board recruit you and your organization to get involved with this?
Well, the National Academy of Public Administration was established in 1967, and it's a nonprofit, congressionally chartered organization that has, as its main mission, providing nonpartisan expert advice and assistance to government leaders in building more effective, efficient, accountable, and transparent organizations. And we ran a dialogue in 2009 for the Recovery Board on the topic of how to establish their website. So it was a natural choice for them to make, and we have a great deal of experience and collaboration.
The Recovery Board is looking for these ideas, and then we'll do what with them once this dialogue has concluded?
Well, the dialogue, which opened yesterday, and I want to make a pitch for this.
Sure.
And we'll close on next Monday, October 24th at 8 a.m., so it's open to the public now. Once we get the ideas, and I'd like to spend a minute and talk a little bit about, to whom we're reaching out. But once we get these ideas, when the week-long dialogue concludes, the Academy and a panel of our Academy experts will analyze the input and provide a report to the Recovery Board with suggestions on possible tools to enhance accountability of Recovery Act spending. And the goal is to engage the best minds in America in an interactive discussion and help ensure that the board's oversight reflects the best ideas of America's leading thinkers. And we have, five topic areas. And, so we've reached out broadly. The five topic areas are, generally, and there's a question for each area. They relate to management, data sources, technologies, risk models, and performance metrics. And so, as you can see, they're technical and complex questions, they're management questions. So we reached out really broadly, and we've contacted over 670 organizations, associations, industries, and academics. And we want a broad constituency. So we've contacted, again, academics, particularly in public administration and business, the IT community, cloud computing enterprises, owners of proprietary databases, experts in forensic analytics, risk modelers, law enforcement, accountants, auditors, technologists, management experts, federal, state, and local government officials, intelligence analysts. So the message I'd like to send today is if you have an interest in this area and any expertise that would facilitate enhanced ability to prevent and detect fraud, waste, and abuse in federal spending, you should log on to our website, which is www.fedaccountabilitydialogue.org, and get into the discussion.
We are very pleased to link that up at federalnewsradio.com on the in-depth page. Lori, and I appreciate you being on with me this afternoon to talk.